It's break time on the Iditarod Trail as teams hunker down for 24 hours of uninterrupted rest along the Yukon River or consider pushing down the trail to a later checkpoint. As the race approaches the halfway point, KNOM's Ben Matheson has more on the Mushers' plans to get the most from their tactical breaks.
As Jason Mackey lays out beds for his team's rest, he bangs tugline clips against one another to break off frozen dog poop. Mackey is racing at the front of the pack and arrives sixth into the checkpoint Thursday morning.
I've been feeding beaver meat all year, and I don't know if maybe the temperature wasn't adequate for it, but I'll tell you what, it wasn't pleasant when these girls were getting rid of it.
Mackey calls this year's team boisterous.
These guys have just been looking good, getting stronger every step of the way. They had been until this last run right here. I think maybe it did have something to do with the beaver meat because they were a little bit flat. Everybody's saying how good they looked, and they do look good, but these guys got a spark to them like not many teams.
Mackey says that means it may be time for a day off at the Galena checkpoint. As the race detours off the Yukon River for a sharp out and back loop up to Hooslea, several contending teams are on their 24-hour rests or are getting close to it. Yukon musher Michelle Phillips is pushing ahead and stops only briefly in Galena to snack her dog's frozen chunks of meat and drop one dog. She leaves seconds behind Jesse Royer with a full bale of straw to have camping options along the way. Musher's individual plans for 8 and 24-hour breaks are spreading teams across hundreds of miles of trail. Some have yet to take the long breaks, like Mitch Seavey, who's racing towards Hooslea. Jeff King already did his 8-hour break in Tanana, which he says was less about banking rest and more about getting his team on circadian rhythms in which they rest overnight and run in milder daytime temperatures through the deep freeze of the early race. The exhausted 4-time champion plans to take his 24-hour break in Galena.
I want to make sure I get the full benefit from my 24. And if you go too far before you take it, real hard to get it back.
Overall, it's a relatively tight race with the entire field on the section of trail between Hooslea and downriver of Tanana. As some mushers push to get to their long 24-hour rests, others aren't far from coming off their breaks and hitting the trail with fresh teams. I'm Ben Matheson in Galena.